Hey guys, it's Miles, and I'm here with your bonus podcast for this week. You know, the question that we get asked most at Wait Wait is, why not just take the full 2-hour live show that you guys record and release it unedited? And the reason behind that is, honestly, some of the material isn't good enough to make it on air. But on occasion, we have material that we think is hilarious, but it's not appropriate for broadcast, whether that's because of language or subject matter or what have you. And this is an example of that. This is from our most recent show featuring Paula Poundstone, Adam Felber, and PJ O'Rourke. And just a heads up, if you are sensitive to language, you might want to turn the podcast off now because there is explicit language in this episode.
Adam, listen to Bill.
It is a silly idea to think we'll have houses full of buttons.
That was an Amazon spokeswoman, which on Tuesday, the company Amazon released a new product to fill our houses with what?
Buttons.
Yeah, it's buttons. It's called Amazon Dash. They're these tiny little buttons that you affix to a cupboard or a pantry. They have brand names on them like Maxwell House Coffee or Tide Laundry Detergent or Gatorade and 15 other brands. You push the button and you reorder food automatically because we have all been turned into rats pressing a button to get food.
Uh-huh.
So here's how it works. It's really easy. You order these Dash buttons, you reset your order, you give them your address, you fill out the online credit card form, you allow 2 to 3 days for delivery, and bam!
Wow.
It's almost like going to the damn store to get some toilet paper.
Hell!
Wait a minute, though.
I'm gonna be wearing a Maker's Mark button like a wristwatch.
Not if it takes 3 days to deliver.
Yeah,
that
keeps happening.
Malt liquor, malt liquor, malt liquor.
Oh, do you have to have a password and an account?
Yeah, sure.
Then I'll just go to the store. There's no store too far away. I would crawl through glass naked rather than get another